When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Spinner.
Welcome to Notebook, your guide to art, culture and tourism here in Tokyo and Japan. I'm Stuart Munro, and around this time each Monday, Wednesday and Friday, I'll be sharing local news and views. On today's episode, Nihonbashi and David Hockney. But first, Hong Kong. Chief Executive of Hong Kong, John Lee, has said that Hong Kong will ban imports of seafood items from Japan if treated water from the disaster-crippled nuclear power plant in Fukushima is released into the ocean as planned. The move is being seen as a blow to the Japanese fishing industry, as Hong Kong is the second largest importer of fish from Japan. Lee argued that the discharged water from TEPCO's power plant, crippled after the meltdown in 2011, is so unprecedented that the risks are unknown. He then went on to criticise the government for failing to dispel any fear over the plan and the effect it may have on marine life. Just last Friday, the Hong Kong leader said the region was considering whether or not to ban fish and other items from a list of regions it deems high risk. Regions such as Fukushima, Miyagi, Tokyo, Saitama, Chiba, Tochigi, Ibaraki, Gunma, Nagano and Niigata. However, strangely, rice from Niigata in the north is not thought to be included. So-called search funds that help entrepreneurs find and acquire aging businesses looking for fresh investment are becoming increasingly popular in Japan, where many small business managers are struggling to find a successor. Unlike the more traditional business acquisition model, the search fund system involves investors as well as financial institutions in providing help matching companies with a potential successor. The search fund model, which began life in the United States in 1984, has led to around 10 different cases in Japan of businesses being successfully handed over since 2019. It's a framework that's been called a possible solution to the issue of business succession in the country, one of the many problems caused by a labour shortage as well as an ageing population. According to Japan's Small and Medium Enterprise Agency, the number of Japanese companies by 2025 run by someone over the age of 70 without a successor in place could total almost 1.3 million. And finally, the legendary manga artist Kazuo Umezu has been reunited with works he once drew as a teenager, years before making his debut as a professional mangaka. The works, part of several hand-drawn volumes circulated among his amateur mangaka friends, were given to the 86-year-old artist by a former editor he'd known during his teenage years. Some of these volumes are now on display in Nagoya at an exhibition of his work which opened this week. The Nikihitsu Kairanshi Compendium, featuring the work of several artists, are completely hand-drawn. One volume includes Mori no Ichiya, or A Night in the Forest, a short manga created by Umezu around the same time as his 1955 debut work Mori no Kyodai, or Friends in the Forest. These early works are now on display until August the 6th at his show titled The Great Art Exhibition at Telepia Hall in Nagoya, which opens daily from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wind chimes are dotted throughout the Koredo shopping complex in the Nihonbashi Muromachi part of Tokyo, part of the Eko Edo Nihonbashi project, which lasts until this September. Almost 160 spots, from historical shops and department stores and luxury hotels, are celebrating the summer and incoming Obon season, with a programme of outdoor events, food stalls and a variety of souvenir shops. Elsewhere in Nihonbashi, galleries such as Mitsukoshi Contemporary Gallery in the Mitsukoshi department store has a two-person show titled Interconnection, with textile line drawings by Keita Mori and ink work plus sculpture by Hirako Suzuki. A 5-minute walk away is Nishimura Gallery, with a show of printworks by David Hockney. It includes several of his classic Joiner photographic collages made during his 1983 trip to Japan, along with one-off photographic prints from an earlier trip to China. The show also coincides with the major David Hockney retrospective at the MOT Museum of Contemporary Art Tokyo in Kiyosumi Shirakawa, and both shows open this weekend. Of course, walking through Nihonbashi wouldn't be complete without walking over the city's iconic Nihonbashi Bridge, originally built in 1603 and later joined by the Tokyo Metropolitan Expressway, which passes overhead, constructed in 1964 to coincide with the Tokyo Olympics that year. The bridge is symbolic of Edo period Tokyo, before the country was modernised in the late 1800s. Tokyo at that time was very much a consumer city, and the epicentre of trade, with goods coming in from all over the country to be sold in Nihonbashi. We visit these and other moments before passing over the bridge and stopping by several galleries. I'll be back on Wednesday, and if you have any sounds you would like to hear or any thoughts you wish to share, send us a message. You can email the Notebook team, notebook.podcast@gmail.com. Until next time, thanks for listening.